Welcome to the Remote First podcast. We invite guests from large or innovative companies to share their insights on enabling an equitable and distributed workplace experience. I'm your host, Daphne Laforêt. Hey there, welcome back for another episode of the Startup for Remote Work series. Today, I am chatting with Tyler Selhorn, Head of Customer Experience at Yak, the leading audio-first asynchronous meeting solution. Tyler is an advocate for remote-first workplaces, and today he'll share a bit more of his own evolution as a remote professional and how powerful working audio-first is. Welcome, Tyler.
Daphne, thank you so much for inviting me onto the show, and really excited to be representing Yak and remote-first workplace organizations broadly. Not to timestamp this day at all, but I'm so pumped for today to be GitLab IPO day. Just really grateful for you and for other organizations and all the remote advocates that have been out here leading the way for people to show us how this is to be done, right? You know, those remote first workplace transformation consultants like yourself and large organizations that have been attempting to do this thing, they were the astronauts, right? They were the trailblazers that showed us how it was to be done. So thank you so much for inviting us onto the show and letting me talk a little bit about me and about Yak.
I would love to hear more a bit of what Yak is exactly and how, how does it work?
Okay, so Yak is the outgrowth of a application software agency that once upon a time, they were working together mostly asynchronously, but really wanting to find a way to work together better, right? Well, how can we avoid putting time on each other's calendar and having to be on camera all of the time, right? So many of us are experiencing the stress and the anxiety of having a calendar full of video conferences. And what Yak is attempting to do and is successful at doing with its customers is to provide a space in between, text messaging types of communication that happen, maybe in a instant messaging platform or in an email. There's that space that as soon as you start formatting your email really, really well to make sure somebody understands it, or maybe you're putting it inside of a text messaging platform and trying to really get the bullets right and quote tweet or, all the different things that are happening there, it might be better for you to instead, right, turn that into an audio message where you get to have tone of voice. You get to, just like we're talking right now, podcast listener out there, you're an audio person, right? You should give this a whirl because you already understand how to do learning, how to do collaboration, how to connect with people through an audio format. And on the flip side, right, we're saying, okay, not everything has to be a video conference. There's some things that are useful for having video on, having an opportunity to even be together in person, right? Especially for remote organizations that are mostly not in the same place, right? But we want to solve for opportunities for people to collaborate, to share information, to solve problems in ways that do not require them to have time on their calendars to do it, right? So the idea for us is to say, instead of spinning up a meeting, right, or going back and forth in a thread, right, what you ought to do is start a discussion in an audio-first asynchronous meeting and really go deep and understand one another and then go out and do the work. What does that do for us? Well, it gives us an opportunity to work in a deep way that isn't interrupted by ping, 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 ping notifications or, having to be attentive to a video conference, right? This way, we get to free up our calendars for the promise of what remote work always has been, is to say, you should be able to fit your work around your life. Well, when you shift to an asynchronous working style, that promise of remote work is fulfilled.
Okay, wait, you said earlier, having asynchronous audio meeting. I'm very curious about this. So how does it look like if you are thinking of having a meeting in an asynchronous way?
Well, when we're talking about an asynchronous meeting, right, what are we trying to describe there? Well, in the same ways that good meetings always have an agenda, in the same way that good meetings always have the correct set of participants, in the same way that good meetings will generate a goal-directed outcome, right? There needs to be a setup and a directed way of saying, okay, these are the things that make a good meeting. And we should always be prompted to have those things inside of a meeting. And that we should always be including the voices of everyone inside of that meeting. And we should also allow people that maybe, let's imagine for ourselves a weekly stand-up or a daily stand-up of an engineering team. Sometimes the team has lots of individuals speaking to the manager, but we shouldn't put that whole half hour, 60, 90 minutes of a meeting, we shouldn't put that on everybody's calendar. We should give all those people the opportunity to share the things that they need to share and then skim through the other stuff. And the manager can be the one that goes deep with every single message, right? So what we're finding is that customers are saving between 35 and 60% of their time that they used to spend in meetings are now able to, you know, focus that time back on their KPIs, their OKRs, their however they're being measured instead of meeting time.
So how does it actually work in Yak? If you are using Yak to do a asynchronous meeting, what would be the experience like?
Okay, so some of the people that we are talking to have a robust meeting culture. That's why they've come to see us, right? They're saying, hey, we need to be less synchronous. And the things that we're doing there is that instead of having a video conference link on a meeting time, they'll replace that video conference link with a Yak discussion, right? So that Yak discussion is going to permit them to be able to share and collaborate, with an audio message or screen shares. There's lots of little fun things that are in there. Like if you guys are a GIF team, you can instead of having a screen share, you can kind of talk over a GIF if that's going to help communicate yourself. But the idea is that we're going to, instead of, you know, having a meeting where we're all at the same time speaking to one another and waiting for the other person to be done speaking so that we can speak, we're going to put that audio message inside of that discussion, and then we'll be able to sync up later on our own time and listen to that message and reply to it, you know, as a thread or as a new message. That way, we're able to share our thoughts and to be able to receive the thoughts of others in a way that doesn't require us to be at the same time doing that thing.
Is it possible, for example, to have a transcription of how the audio is being recorded, or is this not something that...
Yes. Yak comes with transcription.
Ah, cool.
Yak comes with shareable links. So, you know, you might be having a discussion between a set of participants that, you know, it's the three decision makers, you know, talking things over, right? But then once a decision is made, you know, that summary needs to be shared elsewhere. It needs to go into a project management application, or it needs to be inside of a document. So you can use the meeting as the first draft. The audio is the first draft. In fact, there are some people that get lots of value from Yak by, you know, in single player mode, where they're making voice notes to themselves and sharing those with collaborators later. So there's lots of ways to take advantage of what Yak enables. But the thing that we really are extra bullish on are those opportunities to replace a video conferencing link with a Yak discussion. So you might have those very same participants. You might have that very same time on the calendar, or maybe you turn it into an all-day event. Not that you'd be in there all day. You might only use 10 minutes of your day on that meeting, but we're just going to say, okay, before this date, we need to make sure that we have gotten to some consensus. We've worked out what the problem is and we've solved it, or we've collaborated on this particular task, or we've shared the information that's necessary before that time. And then that way we can have an outcome that is derived from the conversation and collaboration that happened inside of that discussion. Mm.
I guess to be a bit more, like to give a bit more of a concept of how it would look like in real life on a real meeting, for example, when I hear that, I'm imagining, for example, you would have normally a weekly update call where everybody kind of gives updates of their work they're doing and you get on that call, so within 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, because you're maybe like 6-7 people in the team and everybody talks for a really long time. And instead of having a Zoom call, you would basically have a thread talked about, you know, weekly update of like what you've been working on this week and what you'd be working on in the next few days and where you need support in the work you're doing. I'm guessing this is where you would use Yak and then have a thread and everybody can leave an audio message and then it's all gathered in the same thread about a specific topic and you can always come back to it whenever you want.
Exactly. Daphne, cool. We've gotten there. So yes, the idea is that instead of us all having to like do the time zone dance of when we can all be together, instead we can stay aligned on our own time.
But it's not like it would work for everything though. You cannot have like back and forth conversation with audio for is asynchronous. How would you find, you know, a thread of discussion to be able to find the same, how to say, the same rhythm of discussion, you know, where you need to know what was said first and then you say what you want to say next. It's kind of meant a bit more for the content that doesn't need that kind of back and forth.
We're obviously the primary and maybe best users of Yak, but we have been educating and coaching customers towards more and more of their time and their, you know, meeting culture to be less and less synchronous over time. And, you know, I think for people that are used to being on a video conference, that are used to just always defaulting to showing up on a screen inside of boxes, right? That is a shift in the same way that it was a shift from being in an office, right? Well, guess what? Turns out you don't actually need to be in a box. Looking at one another. You can do this in fact, I'll be so bold as to say the only time that I've been inside of a box with our CEO is when we were in a podcast recording before I joined you. We've never been on a video conference before. Obviously, like, we're kind of weird because we are so all in on the idea that we can, you know, be very connected and very, you know, obviously we're all used to working in this way, but it is possible to be collaborating on a very deep level at a very high level in a way that does not include video conferencing. Now, like, for times when we need to be in person, like we just started planning an in-person retreat yesterday. Now that, you know, vaccines are more widely distributed and we're kind of, you know, back to business and seeing one another face to face. These are things that we value, right? But that's for the bonding. That's for the connecting. That's for the person to person connection, right? For us to be able to say, you know what? I like this person and I like working with them. That's what those times are for, right? It's, you know, to have a virtual coffee with somebody. Right. You should be looking at one another face to face, even if it is just through the screen. Right. But what do we think is the best way to do meetings? The best way to do meetings is, you know, asynchronously, you know, with an audio first platform that doesn't require you to fix your hair and, you know, clean up your background and or use a background. Like, these are things that you do not need. In fact, we think that those are things that are unnecessary and provide friction to the collaboration that we're wanting to achieve and also freeing us up from having calendars full of video conferences that prevent us from doing the things that we want to be able to execute on.
I mean, we also have been, you know, the world has been changing into more, you know, face-to-face Zoom meetings and everything. Before that, we were having all a telephone at our desk and having conversation over the phone in a real-time matter, but we would also use voicemail, be like, hey, I'm just going to call, leave a message and say what I have to say, and then just, you know, hang up the phone. And then I'm going to be done with my day. It's what I have to do there. And it's just like we forgot that kind of practice that you can just leave a message.
You definitely can leave a message. And what's really great about that style, obviously, like, you know, Yak has upgraded that experience to the 21st century, right? And is, you know, you can leave a voice message with a screen share, right? And with a link exactly to the thing that you're talking about, right? These are things that are, mm-hmm. Really, really cool that are a part of, cloud software and us working together, in the internet. So the thing that we want to invite you into is that the very first language that you ever learned was the spoken word, right? Hmm. Obviously, Daphne, you're a native French speaker. I'm a native English speaker. We're speaking to one another in English, and people are listening to us in English. But the thing that's really interesting about going audio first, right, is that you get to include lots of meaning in your tone of voice, in your pace of speaking. You get to say things that you would never have included in a text message. Right. You get to, be less anxious that you would never have, you would have had that feeling had you been on camera. Right. That's why we're so all in this audio first kind of method. And we don't pretend that async is the best for every kind of collaboration. Right. But we do believe that it's the best for most and that it should be a part of the spectrum of things that we use as we work together.
I think it's actually, the more I think about it now, day to day right now, we see a lot of people using apps like iMessage and WhatsApp and all these different apps for meant exclusively first for text messaging, transforming it into an audio first messaging where people just send each other back and forth audio messages. And it's like if Yak is kind of recreating that experience, but then bringing it at work.
You have said back the marketing message that we are intending to share. Yes. Daphne gets it. Daphne gets it. And we're so grateful to be here today to share those same ideas and to present to people that there is another way that isn't, we talk about video conference fatigue, right? There is a certain amount of fatigue to having to do that. Whereas I don't feel that way at all working at Yak, right? Mm-hmm. I do have some video conferences, but those are usually I'm being introduced to this person, or, this is someone that I am, trying to build a business relationship with, right? There are some things that you really should get onto a call for, but other times it's let's just stay together. Let's stay, connected. Let's stay linked up on this in a way that doesn't interrupt our days, right? We've mm-hmm. talked for a long time about decoupling our work from our location, right? We've achieved it, but everybody is realizing it that, we didn't have to commute to an office every day to be able to do this kind of work, right? We figured that out. Now, the next step is to say, we don't all have to be working at the same time. That is the next step. And that's what we want to invite people into at Yak. Speaking of the remote advocacy world, that's kind of broadly, you don't hear people talking about, let's go remote. Let's say goodbye to the office. That's not the conversation anymore. The conversation
so nice
now,
that it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, yes.
I still remember it before where you had to really convince people. It was looking like you were a bit silly wanting to work remotely, or it was a bit you're living a dream a little bit. You're a bit, utopian.
The way I say it is that in 2019 and before, remote work was a luxury for the few.
Yeah.
Right. And that, during the pandemic, right, remote work was a requirement of the responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In 2022 and beyond, remote work is going to be a lifestyle for the people that have learned that we don't have to be working in the same places or at the same times, especially inside of knowledge work organizations.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Tyler, for sharing everything, all the insights, not just about Yak, but also just personally as your own self. It's so nice to hear all your excitement. And so thank you so much for joining, Tyler.
Thank you for tuning in to Remote First. You can find all links and show notes in the episode description. And if you found value in this show, we'd love your rating on your listening app of choice. Thank you for being here. See you next time.
Hey
Hey there, just taking a few seconds to mention our sponsor, Remotiv.io, who is an awesome supporter for this podcast. Since 2014, Remotiv is helping top distributed companies hire remote workers. Going remote has opened your company to the world, so going Remotiv will channel your jobs to the best talents out there. You like the podcast so far? You can now subscribe and visit our new website, remotefirst.fm, where you can find all links, show notes, and resources for each episode. And if you found value in this show, we'd love your rating on your listening app of choice.